Chamishi of Parshat Bahar is very apt for our current situation. It's talking about what happens if, God forbid, your brother, a fellow Jew, a neighbor, is having financial difficulties. It could be for anything. Again, think about today. They're, unfortunately, due to Corona right now, there are lots of people that are out of jobs. And the question is, what do you do? And you would think the pasuk says, okay, chiyamucha chicha, no problem. So you should reach out your hand to him, hichzaktembo, help him out. Well, we would probably call it tzedakah. Okay? The Torah then gives us two psukim that when you first look at them, seem rather strange. After the Torah says to take care of him, the Torah says, al tikach mito neshech v'tarbit. But don't take interest, ribit. Makesher, what's, I don't understand, what does interest have to do with anything? And the pasuk continues after that, after it says don't take it quite a number of times. Ani Hashem Elokechem, asher hotzeiti etchem eretz Mitzrayim, latet lachem et haaretz Kanan, liot lachem elokim. I'm God who took you out of Mitzrayim and gave you the land of Canaan to be your God. I mean, it's a beautiful pasuk, but why is it here? Why is it specifically here? This is not the end of a section, right? The next pasuk is v'chiyamucha chichaimcha, a different pasuk. Why is it in this specific context? And I think that these two psukim and the entire theme is very much connected. The idea of a loan, or the idea of tzedakah, back in the time of the Torah, and honestly even until today, is actually more about a loan than about giving somebody some spare change. For some reason, we today often think about tzedakah. We think about taking out a couple of coins and handing it to someone. We think about a poor person as a beggar who's a panhandler. But that's not exactly the mitzvah of tzedakah. Don't get me wrong. That is the mitzvah. That is definitely a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah. According to Rambam, there's 10 different levels. The highest level of tzedakah is to make him self-sufficient, is to give him a job, is to hire him, to find him a job, to give him a means of a parnasa. And that's where a loan comes in. Because sometimes a person is in debt, and a person can't open their store, or can't buy more machines, or can't hire workers, or can't pay old debt, and therefore can't start making revenue. So you give them a loan, the highest form of tzedakah. A loan for the Torah is not a business, it's not a banking industry. It's the mitzvah of tzedakah, it's helping someone out. Oh, and when you give them a loan, don't charge interest. It's bad enough they got to pay back loans. You're helping them, like, at most, you know, let them pay back the prime. Don't make them pay back interest. And now comes the next pasuk. And the next pasuk, God is reminding you that he took you out of Mitzrayim, and therefore don't charge interest and help this guy. Why? You know, thinking about this for a while. At first I was thinking, I guess, along like the classic way that the Torah likes to say, you were once slave, you know what it's like. But I don't know if that's really what it's saying here. You once upon a time were a slave and were in debt. Because the focus doesn't seem to be on the slave experience. The focus of our pasuk is on the God experience. I, God, took you out of Egypt. I, God, gave you the land of Israel. Be like me. Right? The mitzvah of imitating God. Save someone from slavery. You know what it's like to be a slave, and you know what it's like to have someone who took you out and redeemed you. Someone who's poor, someone who needs a loan desperately to help their business or is out of a job. They're slaves. They're the equivalent of a slave. They have no money. They have no parnasa. They're living a life depending on others. They don't have independence and dignity. And you have the opportunity to give them a loan and to make them free. You have the opportunity to do their Yitziat Mitzrayim. You have the opportunity to be God for them and to help them and to save them from their slavery. And this is a Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai on the Aseret HaDibrot say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeiticha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. He says, hey, all the other 10 Dibrot are all mitzvot. Where's the mitzvah in this one? And some people look at it and they say, either it wasn't one of the 10 commandments or it's the mitzvah of Emunah. But Rabbeinu Bachai says, no, the mitzvah is just like I save you, you need to save someone else. For example, he says, Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming a captive. That is you imitating God and taking someone out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, all I have to say is many people around the world at this point are in slavery. Many people have lost jobs. Many people are having financial difficulties. And we need to be there for them. And for those of you who are of means, or for those of you who know people of means, this is the time to help your fellow Jew, to help people, to help local businesses. This is the time for us to be the role that God wants us to be, to play Him in the greatest film of our times. It's called Your Life. And to go and redeem people from their own personal slavery. Give tzedakah. Help someone. Hire someone. Help people find a job. Help people get a loan. Help people move out of the slavery that we're in, of the Mitzrayim experience, the Avodat Parach experience, and help give them Yitziat Mitzrayim and take them to their promised land.